red hot prospect, I'll tell you.
Now, the England ladies football team have recovered from a 2-0 defeat to China, draw 1-1 with the USA in their second game at the China Cup. Now, manager Hope Powell recalled Rachel Yankee and Eniola Aluko to the starting lineup after both were left on the bench against China. These names are hardly household names, are they? But what about trying to get a better profile? I'm going to ask Dave, because we've got Dave with us to do with Birmingham City fanzine. Do you have anything in your fanzine for ladies?
Well, I sponsored a lady once in the Birmingham City ladies football team. That was a couple of years ago, and I used to go and see them play. Some of them are not bad players, but it's not really my scene. I mean, you know, women in football, it's, for me, it's not on. I mean, all I want to know is who took them out the kitchen.
Yeah, but that's, you see, that's A, it's sexist, but B, it's so outdated, Dave. I mean,
you know... Yeah, but that's me. You see, they've imposed themselves on a man's game.
No, hang on. They played football. Football was never intended for just men.
Of course it was.
Well, who said that? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, the women never played football, did they, all that many years ago? I mean, they used to play before.
Yeah, because basically women have had to become liberated. They've had all sorts of silly things, meaning that they've had to stay in the kitchen and work all the time. Good luck to them, I say.
Oh, well, we all see it differently, but... Women's football don't turn me on now. It does nothing for me.
They're brilliant. The girls, seriously, the girls. I had all this at the college when I was in Cornwall years and years ago. If you're going to just turn around and say that women have only got to do one thing in life, you've taken away half of the things that they can do in life.
There are some things which are sacred, and football for me is sacred.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I watched these girls attempting to play, and it was comical. You know, I mean. There was actually missing open goals.
Oh, no, Dave, you're out of touch, mate. You want to go and see these girls playing. There's some brilliant girls at the international level. They're absolutely wonderful, and I'm really surprised to hear that if you run a fanzine, you can't see that in women.
No, well, I mean, a football fanzine is for Birmingham City football supporters and fans in general.
And don't they have any ladies footballers in Birmingham? Does it not happen?
Of course, I told you I sponsored one of the ladies, one of the girls in the team. But what a complete waste that was! It was not for me.
I'm absolutely amazed, David. I really am. Yeah. Absolutely amazed. Peter, what about yourself?
Well, I actually saw some of the match, the USA versus the England team, and quite frankly, I was astonished at some of the skills.
The level of skills they
demonstrated. I tell you, I've seen less skills in some of the leagues played in Britain by men.
Oh, I think,
and I don't subscribe to the fact that, like the other dinosaurs that are still running around Britain, I thought they died out thousands of years ago.
Well, I'm absolutely astonished because, really, for what I've seen with these girls, they have a commitment which is absolutely amazing at times. And, you know, for example, you would never, in the past, you would never expect a girl to be able to head a football. And some of them are so good in the air with their, you know. We were talking the other day about Wayne Rooney, for example. He hardly ever scores with his head. I think it was Ron that phoned in when we were sort of looking at likenesses to previous games, previous players like Dixie Dean, for example. But some of these girls have got a lot to offer, and I would imagine that the league, for example, there are some of the minnows in the men's game have done very well in the ladies' game. Tramiel would be one that springs to mind.
And they're better looking in the main as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I say they're just geezer birds, aren't they? They want to be like blokes.
No, I don't accept that, Dave. I think really that's so old-fashioned that you want to go back and look at them.
No, I'm setting my ways. As I say, football is my scene. And I don't want women. I mean, to be honest, I even object to some coming and watching the game with me.
Well, now then, I think, quite honestly, if there's any ladies listening in, I am going to dissociate myself completely from those remarks, because I think the ladies, and same for the rugby. I think the girls playing rugby are excellent, absolutely first class.
That's a game for men with funny shaped balls, isn't it?
Okay, Bahrain, apparently the long-term future of the Bahrain Grand Prix has been secured after organisers signed an extended contract with the Formula One chief Bernie Ecclestone. The circuit at Sakhir was built at a cost of £80 million and hosted its first race in April 2004. The original deal was due to expire after 2008, and nearby Abu Dhabi is expected to host a race from 2009. Are you aware, by the way, that apparently the English lad, you know the guy we were talking about, the first black lad that's gone into Formula One, apparently crashed the cars during the testing. So
a brand new car, yes.
Yeah,
a brand new latest model off the production line.
Yeah, but that's why they did the testing, isn't it? You know, so it's just a shame that it's him that this has happened to. But you know, they've got to test it. We've got somebody coming on the line. Let me just quickly go to the line.
It's
and
a
say,
woman.
Well, I hope it is. I hope some of the ladies are going to defend the ladies here. Okay. A very good afternoon. Who's calling?
It is a woman. It's Laura from Benidorm.
Laura, and...
I've never heard such a load of claptrap in my life.
Now, are you taking my side, or are you taking...
I'm taking your side.
Okay, I can relax.
I mean, that guy wants... Well... I wouldn't like to say I'm too much of a lady.
Well, I've got to tell you, Laura, I had all this at the college when I was trying to get the girls to play football and rugby, and, you know, the enthusiasm from the girls and the way they played it, they play it in such a better spirit very often, you know, and I really am so... I'm a bit, disappointed that Dave sees it that way, because, I mean, obviously, I think we've all got bits to learn from each other, and certainly if young girls can enjoy a game of football, I don't have a problem with that.
But it isn't just to do with sport, is it? His attitude is a woman should be in the kitchen, tied to the bloody kitchen sink, excuse me.
She spends some time in the bedroom as well.
Laura...
Yeah, pleasing a man.
Laura, I've completely and utterly dissociated myself with the remarks that you've heard, so...
I mean, where would he be if we didn't have nurses, doctors and stuff like that were women?
Absolutely, and, I mean, you really... well, I, as I say, I'm a bit flabbergasted that... I thought all this stuff had been left about 20 years ago.
You're kidding, aren't you?
The only place in football for cleaning up the mess we leave behind us.
But, Laura, I've an idea he's trying to wind you up now.
Yes. And he's not going to.
And you retain the dignity of knowing that you're right, because
he's basically already managed that. We're saying women belong in the kitchen and the bedroom.
Well, Laura, as I say, you know, there's a lot of us who know just how good the girls are. They play great rugby. They play great football, and I certainly don't underestimate in any shape or form.
No.
Thank you for your call, by the way, Laura.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Any other ladies, by the way, who have strong opinions and would like to air them, please use the line. I'll tell you the number just to make sure that you've got it, 96584-4160. And we're looking, or we have been discussing the fact that a member of the panel doesn't see that ladies can play a good game of football. Personally, I was very, very surprised, but then again, they do have Jurassic Park on the movies, and obviously that's part of it. Mm-hmm. Dave... Yeah, tell me that you are winding our audience up.
No, I'm serious. I do wind them up because I'm serious. You know, it's a bit of both, isn't it? I mean, for me, women have got their place in society, and football just doesn't come into it.
Okay, so let's just go to an obvious basic then. If a woman didn't bring a man into the world as his mother, he wouldn't be here to play football, would he?
Well, that's what they was put on Earth to do, wasn't it?
Okay, well,
to give birth.
I think you're pulling somebody's plonker here, so I'm going to move on.